Welcome to The Wrap, a weekly podcast about women's sports news and the big stories. Every episode, we'll cover what's happened over the weekend, a favourite story, and what to watch in the coming week. My name is Chloe Dalton. I'm an Olympic gold medalist in rugby sevens and an AFLW player. I'm joined by my co-host, Millie Dawson. Millie is an athlete manager who works with some of Australia's top female athletes.
Welcome back to The Wrap. It is me, Millie. Chloe, are you texting me? It's Chloe. It's Chloe messaging me. That's producer Bailey's looking at me like, why didn't you turn your sound off on your phone again? Here we are. I'm turning it off. It is me flying solo again. As some of you may have seen last week on social media, Chloe unfortunately had to announce that she broke her cheekbone when playing in Townsville last weekend with the team. Pretty gut-wrenching, to be honest. She had to get surgery last week where she got multiple plates put into her face, and unfortunately means that she has been ruled out of the Tokyo Games due to the recovery period with this injury. It's pretty damn gut-wrenching, and I'm probably going to have to try and hold back the tears when talking about this because I know how much Chloe has gone through over the last 2 years, kind of making her way back into sevens. And she had a back injury as well where she had surgery. And it's just, you know, it's very full on for elite athletes. And I know Chloe said it really well in her caption. She said, sport can be so beautiful yet brutal at the same time. Yeah, and seeing it, I guess it happened to someone so close to me, it really gives you a new perspective on how tough it is to be an elite athlete, the hours and hours and hours that it goes into it. And it can come down to whether or not someone has missed selection for a team or for a sport, or whether or not they've suffered an injury and that's ruled them out. It's really, really gut-wrenching for so many athletes at this time. And I have just the utmost respect for elite athletes and what they put into working on their craft. But there is still so much to celebrate this week in women's sports. So let's take a look around the grounds. In golf, 20-year-old Steph Kyriakou has claimed her second ladies European Tour crown in the Netherlands. Her 18 under par total was enough to win by two from her final round playing partner, Finland's Sanna Nytänen, with Scotland's Kylie Henry coming in third place. In rugby union, the Super W competition has wrapped up and the New South Wales Waratahs have won their fourth straight Super W championship following a 45-12 triumph over the Queensland Reds in the final played in Coffs Harbour over the weekend. The Waratahs are yet to lose a Super W match since the competition began in 2018, which is wild. In the final over the weekend, winger Margot Vella was very impressive with two tries, and fly half Arabella McKenzie was named player of the match, having scored a try and kicked five conversions throughout the match. So incredible job to the Tars. In athletics, we talked about Nicola McDermott a little while ago now on The Wrap when she had broken a new Oceania record with a high jump of 2 meters. And she has just broken that, jumping 2.01 meters over the weekend. So incredible effort from Nicola. And I'm really, really excited to watch her compete in Tokyo. Talking about Tokyo, let's jump into a bit of Olympic Games updates. This has been a huge, huge week for Olympic selections. The AOC have now officially named their entire team that is headed to Tokyo, with the games kicking off in less than 3 weeks. It's pretty wild to think that after the games have been postponed for a year, it's finally coming up. I think, especially I think for the athletes, it probably felt like it was a long way away for a really, really long time, and they probably didn't know if it was going to go ahead. But I know it's been a very challenging 2 years for these athletes. With this extended period, in some incredible news. And if you follow us on Instagram, you know that we love stats at the Female Athlete Project. A record number of female athletes, 254 to be precise, will wear the green and gold in Tokyo. This is also the largest percentage of female athletes selected in an Australian Olympic team at 53.8%. Incredible. Yeah, the gals. Jumping right in tennis, the Australian Olympic Committee has named Australia's biggest ever Olympic tennis team, with the 11 athletes just beating the 10 strong teams from Sydney 2000 and Rio 2016. Sam Stosur will be the first Australian tennis player to make 5 Olympic Games. World number one Ash Barty will make her Olympic debut and will be the first Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander athlete to compete in tennis at the Olympic Games. Stoser and Barty will join Ayla Tomljanović in the women's singles event, with Barty teaming up with Storm Sanders and Stoser teaming up with Ellen Perez in the women's doubles. In soccer, the Matildas team has also been named for Tokyo. Captained by Sam Kerr, the Matildas squad boasts 12 returning Rio Olympians for their second games and 6 set to make their Olympic debut in Tokyo. Softball is making its return to Olympic Games after 12 or 13 years off the schedule, last played at the 2008 Games. The Aussie Spirit named their 15-woman squad on Thursday. It's obviously a pretty special one after waiting over a decade for this to be added back into the Olympic Games, and it's also going to be removed again for Paris 2024 and set to return in LA 2028. Our softball players were actually the first Aussies athletes to arrive in Japan. They actually got there about a month ago. They headed over early as they have actually barely played together since they qualified back in 2019. So they've been playing a number of tournaments over there. They're based about an hour outside of Tokyo. They're in strict lockdown over there, so they're basically just moving between the hotel and the stadium. So I'm sure they're going to be itching to get out there and to play in the games. In archery, Alice Ingley will be competing in her second Olympic Games in the women's singles, and she'll also be in the Olympic debut of the mixed doubles at Tokyo 2020. In gymnastics, the AOC has named its biggest gymnastics team since Tokyo 1964. Georgia Godwin and Emily Whitehead will be competing in the artistic events, Jessica Pickering for trampoline, Lydia Yakovleva for rhythmic, and Alana Matthews, Emily Abbott, Amika Onadam, Alexandra Aristotelli, and Felicity White for group rhythmic. In athletics, the AOC has announced the final athletics team headed to Tokyo with an additional 36 athletes selected, joining the 27 previously announced Olympians to compete, totaling 63 athletes. This will actually be the biggest ever overseas athletics team for Australia. A special one to note, Catherine Mitchell, who competes in the javelin event, will be returning for her third Olympic Games. So incredible. What a massive team, and I'm really excited to watch athletics. In artistic swimming, the AOC has selected Raina Buckle to join the 8-person team who will be competing in Tokyo. Raina is replacing Hannah Cross, who has recently announced her retirement from the sport. In equestrian, Edwina Tops Alexander, Jamie Kermond, and Katie Laurie have qualified in the jumping event for Tokyo. Tops Alexander will compete in her fourth Olympic Games, whilst Kermond and Laurie will make their Olympic debuts in Tokyo. On to rugby sevens, the 12-side team have been named, including Rio Olympians Charlotte Kazalik, Ivania Polite, Emma Tondegato, and co-captains Shani Williams and Shannon Perry returning for their second Olympic Games. Tia Hines and Maddie Levi will also be making their not only their Olympic debut, but their international debut with the Aussie Sevens at the Olympic Games. So it will be a very, very special first cap for both those girls. Coach John Manenti said this was the most challenging team selection he's ever had to do in his career. I, for one, don't envy him in that job. An interesting fact, the women's team has an average age of 24. John Manenti said he is wanting to balance both experience and youth as the team looks to defend their gold medal status. On to skateboarding. Last week, I talked about how I wanted to be a skateboarder. That's not going to happen, but look, a girl can dream. Skateboarding will actually make its debut at the Olympic Games. Poppy Star Olsen will contest the park event while Hayley Wilson will take on the street discipline. To give a bit of information on the skateboarding event, because it is making its debut, the park courses are based on transitional concrete bowls, basically ranging from 1.5 to 3 meters in height, and they contain a number of features, including spines, gaps, extensions, hips, banks, and variable grinding surfaces. Park competitions are made up of 3 45-second timed runs, where skaters attempt to execute their best sequence of tricks. So Poppy Star also will be competing in that event. And then Hayley Wilson, who will be taking on the street discipline. Basically, the street skateboarding courses are designed to replicate real-life urban terrain, and they consist of stairs, rails, gaps, and ledges. Competitions are made up of two components, a timed run where they perform a sequence of tricks during their allotted 45 seconds, and then a best trick section consisting of five separate attempts to perform tricks of their choosing. On to golf. Rio Olympian Minji Lee has been selected for her second Olympic Games, and Hannah Green will make her Olympic debut. The golfers secured their spots for Tokyo with their world rankings, with Lee ranked 14th and Green ranked 15th. Lee finished 7th at Rio in 2016. She's a five-time winner on the LPGA Tour with two top finishes already in the 2021 season. Green has produced four top 10 finishes on the LPGA Tour this season, including a runner-up spot in the Women's World Championships in April, and became just the third Australian woman to win a major when she took out the Women's PGA Championship in 2019. In judo, Katharina Haker and Aoife Coghlan have been named in the Australian judo team heading to Tokyo. With judo founded in Japan, the two fighters will return to the birthplace of the sport and will compete in Nippon Budokan, the same venue that judo made its Olympic debut in 1964. Rio Olympian Haker returns for her second Olympic Games, competing in the 63 kilogram or less division. She was Australia's first ever medalist on the International Judo Federation Grand Slam Series in 2018 and the first Australian to win a Judo Grand Prix gold medal in 2020. Coghlan makes her debut at the Olympics in the 70 kilogram or less division off the back of a bronze in the recent Asia Oceania Championships and a top eight finish in the World Championships. And finally, in triathlon, Australia is the only country to secure the maximum six quota spots for Tokyo. The team includes Ashley Gentle, Emma Jeffcoat, and Jazz Hedgeland. They'll all be competing in the individual event as well as the debut of the mixed relay triathlon event in Tokyo. Wow, what a massive week. Congratulations to all those incredible female athletes on being selected for the Tokyo Games. I cannot wait to see the games kick off at the end of this month, and very excited that we are going to be taking over 254 female athletes to represent Australia. It's awesome. Now let's take a look at what to watch this week. In tennis, Wimbledon continues this week, heading into quarters and semifinals. You can watch it live on 9Now and 9Gem, or stream it ad-free on Stan Sport. And in netball, we head into round 10 of the Suncorp Super Netball. With only a few more rounds left to go in the season, it'll be fighting for the top four spots before heading into finals. Currently, the New South Wales Swifts and the Sunshine Coast Lightning are tied in first place. And that's the wrap. Thank you so much for joining me again on the wrap, if you've held on for this long, listening to my voice. Another incredible week of women's sport, and I'll catch you next week for another week of women's sports news. Bye.